Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening again. My name is David Brown, having the great fortune of filling in for Mr. Jack Ebling, who will be back on the airwaves with you in his regular time slots on Thursday this week. In the meantime, I'm having a little bit of fun talking to folks associated with Michigan State University. And our next guest is a guy that I got to know a little better recently through the MSU Alumni Association. Many folks recall his glory years with the Spartan men's basketball team. And I got to read one little line from the official MSU athletic bio. Solid contributor in his first year of playing, solid on-the-ball defender with the ability to check either guard position, eager to crash offensive boards, willing to scrap and dive for loose balls, worked very hard to improve his offensive skills. I can't think of any better way to introduce my colleague, our new young alumni coordinator for the Michigan State University Alumni Association, Tim Bogracos. Hey, Tim.
What's up, Dave?
Hey. I understand you're at home doing a little packing right now.
I am. I'm hitting the road tomorrow heading to California, so Jesse just got in the door getting ready to start packing.
All right. Well, we appreciate you taking a couple of moments here. Now, former basketball players don't really need to pack all that much, do they?
No, I'm taking a pair of shorts and flip-flops. That's it.
Well, you're traveling both in an official and I think somewhat of an unofficial capacity as well, but tell us a little bit about your work as the coordinator for young alumni relations for Michigan State.
It's really just, working with our students before they graduate, kind of letting them know about all the regional clubs we have nationwide and the network we have for them to tap into when they graduate. And then once they get connected with our clubs, it's working to put together quality events to help further along the club and the mission of MSUAA.
And specifically, tell folks what the Michigan State University Alumni Association is in relation to young alumni.
Well, for us, we really build off that personal network for life mantra that we've all kind of adopted. When I talk to kids as they're graduating, I let them know, you're going to need help along the way, and there's always going to be an office for you to kind of lean on, a shoulder for you to lean on in Michigan State Alumni Association. We're always going to have somebody there to help you regardless of where you are in your life. So, don't forget about us, and when you need help, we'll be there.
And you work quite a bit with the Student Alumni Foundation, probably one of the most visible student organizations on campus. What is your responsibility with that organization?
I work with them on their alumni engagement program and then also new program development. So basically, it's a lot more than them just putting on the Izone or the slap shots for the athletic side of things. It's, putting together a leadership series for students to help them work with problems like, handling their finances or resume building, interview techniques, and that kind of aspect. And coming up soon, we have our Izone alumni reunion game. In 2 weeks, we have 1,000 former Izone members coming back to campus for a game.
And that's all years of the Izone's existence?
All years. Everybody was invited to purchase tickets. We only had 1,000 seats this year, but last year we did 850. This year we're up to 1,000, and we want to make that Texas game seem like a normal Michigan State home game, and having students and former students down there.
Now, will these alumni be able to be in the actual Izone section for the game?
They will all sit in the actual Izone seats, so that it'll seem like a real Izone while the game's going on.
Are they going to dress and look and act like the Izone?
Yeah, we put together a special commemorative T-shirt for him, and his own T-shirt for him for everybody to wear. And these people are diehards who haven't been able to sit in his own for a long time. A lot of them, so they jump at the chance to come back and put on a green and white wig and paint their face and jump up and down for the entire game.
Well, now you're talking about folks that have been out in the corporate world for a while here. They're business executives. They wear suits. They're stockbrokers. They're bankers. They're retailers, and they're going to go crazy again, huh?
People, you know how it is when alumni love just the opportunity to come back and relive a little bit of those college days. So, we like to give them an opportunity to relive it inside the Breslin Center.
Well, tell me a little bit about your travels to California. What will you be doing?
I'm going out tomorrow, and the first of it, I'm going to go spend some time with our San Diego alumni group, watch the Syracuse game with them, you know, and spend some time with their leadership and working on developing some new young alumni programming while I'm out there. And then I'm going to make my way up on Thursday to Orange County to their board meeting / holiday party to, you know, spend some time with that group that's doing a tremendous job out there, as well as a few, you know, scheduling a few lunches with some of the key people in the California area. So I'll be busy.
Do you have a sense of how many Spartans there are, say, not so much in San Diego and Orange County, but in California in general?
There's a lot. But that seems to hold true for anywhere I travel. It doesn't matter if I'm going on business or a personal trip. If you're ever wearing green and white, there's always somebody yelling "Go Green" to you in an airport or at a restaurant, and it's amazing the amount of Spartans we have out there.
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret, and maybe you know this one already, but Orange County is a mecca for golf.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know all about the golf on California.
And how are your golf skills?
Last time I played, they were right on point. So you never know if I'll find time to tee it up while I'm out there. It's a little cold for them, though, right now, I think. It's only in the 60s.
Well, with your experience that you've had with the Alumni Association for a couple of years working with these chapters, the further away you get from East Lansing, the tougher I think it would be to bring Spartans together and keep activities going to support Michigan State University.
Yeah, no, I think it's easier for the people that because they're so they just want to have some connection back with the university and someone to share, you know, basketball games with and football games with. So, you know, people kind of gravitate towards these regional clubs, and they just love being a part of them.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind, Tim. What was your greatest memory about playing on a Tom Izzo team?
Oh, so many of them. I think, you know, the my freshman year, we won a Big Ten championship and went to the Final Four. So, you know, that's right up there. And then my senior year, we went back to another Final Four. And that was a great year because we had a group of guys that were almost counted out by most of the sports writers in the country. So being able to share those moments with my teammates are you know, something I always look back on and enjoy.
Yeah. Is there a special camaraderie, a special connection, a special something about players who have played for Tom Izzo or indeed any college basketball team, a fraternity, I guess you might say, of having been through that experience that carries on with you for life?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, we have a great group of former players from, you know, back into Judd's era, and we all get together once a year, twice a year in the summer and in the fall, and spend some time together. And you do, because you share the same experiences. It doesn't matter the years or who the coaches is. Most of the time you're going through similar things. So, you know, we all get a chance to sit down and talk about it and laugh about things that we went through and compare notes. And it's just a big fraternity.
I've got to ask you another personal question because you do share a special relationship with Coach Tom Izzo. What were you thinking, what were you feeling when Coach Izzo made that announcement that he was remaining in East Lansing, that he was going to be a Spartan for life?
I was excited, you know, I was telling people I didn't think he was leaving. I just thought he was going to entertain the idea of going because I knew coaching in the NBA was always a dream for him. So I knew he kind of owed it to himself and to look into it and do his due diligence, but I never thought he would leave. I knew we'd have him forever.
Yeah, and looking at some of the things that happened in the past week here when the Heat played the Cavs, don't think I would have been in that arena.
No, I was. That was an exciting game to watch. I think the whole world stopped for a little bit to watch that one.
Yeah, and the sound bites are still reverberating as well as the YouTube videos too. And
they always will.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think of the team this year? Are they pretty much on track?
Yeah, I mean, I like our team a lot this year. I think talent-wise, they're probably as deep as a team as we've ever had. I know early on in one or two of the exhibition games, they played, you know, 11 or 12 guys, and they were all scholarship players. So it's just a matter of meshing and continuing to grow as a team and, you know, figuring out what everybody's role is going to be and then bringing the freshmen along so they're comfortable with you know, playing in a major university. I think, you know, things are have been moving a little quickly for them early on, and you're seeing them getting their feet underneath them, and they're great. They're both great players, and they'll do a great job.
All right. Well, Tim, best of luck with your journeys to California. Say hi to the folks in San Diego and Orange County from East Lansing, Michigan. And we'll talk to you when you get back. And thanks for spending a little bit of time with us tonight. Tim Bogracos.
Anytime. You're doing so good, they might need to get rid of Jack.
Oh, I don't know about that. Jack's probably listening right now. He didn't mean
Jack's
that, Jack.
Listening.
All right. Tim Bogracos, Director of Young Alumni Relations for Michigan State University's Alumni Association. My name is Dave Brown, and we'll be back in just a few.